I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Some breastfeeding moms in our state are donating surplus milk to the Mother's Milk Bank of South Carolina to provide pasteurized breast milk to hospitalized low birth weight babies in South Carolina. To talk about the Mother's Milk Bank of South Carolina is Dr. Allison Chapman. She's an assistant professor of pediatrics in the Division of Neonatology at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Chapman, what are the health benefits of breast milk for premature babies or low birth weight babies?
The benefits of breast milk for premature infants are truly immeasurable. Some of these include lower infection rates, better long-term outcomes, including brain development. There are fewer rehospitalizations in the first year of life. Breast milk overall is easier to digest.
Are premature or low birth weight babies more vulnerable or more in need of these kinds of benefits?
Yes, definitely. Premature infants, because they are born early, their immune systems are not yet functioning like that of a bigger baby who's born on time. So breast milk has even added benefit to help prevent these infants against infection.
What are the circumstances under which these premature and low birth weight babies actually need milk from a donor?
Many moms who deliver prematurely are unable to produce enough milk right away. So donor milk is a good bridge until mom's milk is fully in. And some mothers are unable to produce breast milk or breastfeed because it has a negative impact on their health due to certain medications or certain conditions that they might have. So donor milk is a great alternative for these infants, still allowing them to get some breast milk.
Tell us the basics of the Mother's Milk Bank of South Carolina. What is this and how does it work?
So the Mother's Milk Bank is a place that actually starts the process by screening moms who are able to donate breast milk. Some of these moms just make a lot of breast milk and they want to help out, so they donate their extra milk. The Mother's Milk Bank collects milk from all over the state. They process it. They test it for bacteria and viruses. It's pasteurized so that it's safe and so that any bacteria viruses are killed. And it's actually tested again to make sure it's very safe to give to our infants. And then the Mother's Milk Bank distributes milk to 15 different hospitals in our state, including all five of the neonatal intensive care units that take care of our sickest babies.
And which babies typically are getting this pasteurized breast milk?
So most hospitals currently give this milk to their most premature infants.
How long has this program been going on in our state?
So the Mother's Milk Bank of South Carolina opened in 2015.
Tell us a bit about the moms who donate breast milk to this program.
So since we have opened, the Mother's Milk Bank has had over 700 women donate. Most of these women have a surplus of breast milk. They know the benefits of breast milk. They've either had a baby in the NICU who's received donor breast milk, or they know someone who's had a baby in the NICU and really just want to help out.
Dr. Chapman, thanks for providing information about the Mother's Milk Bank of South Carolina.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.